you have the bulletin, there is a Bible verse. May we read it together?
我们请中文的弟兄姊妹们先念啊，再念英文的。
We will first read it in Chinese and then in English.
请中文的先。我们原是他的工作，
在基督耶稣里造成的，
为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
我们再同声念一遍啊，若是弟兄姊妹懂的话，试着好吧，试着把它背一背，看我们把它背下来啊。我想年纪大了比较不容易啊，年轻的应该没有问题啊。我们试着看看啊，再念一遍。
We'll read it again, try to memorize it.
我们中英文一起念，同声念。
我们原是他的工作，
在基督耶稣里造成的，
为要叫我们行善，就是神所预备叫我们行的。
For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God has before ordained that we should walk in them.
我想至少啊，至少有一句话我们把它背下来好不好？他说我们原是他的工作，我们一起把这句话把它背下来。我们
原是他的工作。 We'll read just the first part at least, try to memorize it. For we are his workmanship.
这个工作这个词在新约圣经里面出现过两次。
This word work here appeared twice in the New Testament.
这样一次，另外一次是在罗马书啊，我念给你们听就好。
Once is here, another place is Romans.
罗马书第一章二十节。
Book of Romans, chapter 1, verse 20.
他说：“自从造天地以来，神的永能和神性是明明可知的，虽是眼不能见，但借着所造之物就可以晓得，叫人无可推诿。”
Romans chapter 1 verse 20. For since the creation of the world, God's invisible qualities, his eternal power and divine nature have been clearly seen, being understood from what has been made, so that men are without excuse.
这个中文里面的所造之物啊，就是跟我们念的神的工作是同一个字。
Here it says, what has been made, that is exactly the same word as we are his workmanship.
在罗马书那个工作，那个所造之物是多数的。
The book of Romans there, the word is plural.
以弗所书那边是单数的。
And Ephesians, it's singular.
罗马书那边是讲的说神曾经有一次大的伟大的一个创造。
In the book of Romans, it says God once had a great creation.
同样的，今天神在基督耶稣里面有另有一个伟大的创造。
And even so, today in Christ Jesus, God has yet another great creation.
这两个创造都是神的工作。
And both of them are the works of God.
读圣经的人，他们把这个字啊。另外一个翻译
those who read the Bible, they have another translation.
那翻成中文叫做杰作。
In English, it's masterpiece.
在神的那一个创造天地里面，那叫神的众杰作。
In God's creation, it says all the masterpiece of God.
以弗所书说的那一个杰作是杰作中的那一个杰作。
But in Ephesians it says the masterpiece of the masterpieces, that masterpiece.
我们知道神的创造在太空的里面实在是太浩瀚。
We know the creation in the universe, it's so splendor.
他们说那真的是神的一个大的杰作。
That is indeed the great works of God.
在海洋世界的底下又是另外的一个境界。
Under the sea, it's yet another world.
同样的，在显微镜的底下，又是另外一个神奇妙的创造。
And also under the microscope, it's another creation of God.
那些读医学的，他说人啊，更是神奇妙的杰作。
Those who study medical, they say, man is yet another masterpiece that's created by God.
神的创造实在是太奇妙了。
The creation of God is so wonderful.
但是很可惜，这一个创造被玷污了。
But pitifully, that creation was
被败坏了
corrupted.
那么神今天在他的儿子耶稣里面重新有一个新的创造。
But today, in his son Christ Jesus, God has another creation.
所以保罗说，若有人在基督里，他就是新造的人。
So as Paul says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation.
我们中文翻成新造的人，在英文里面或者在原文里面叫新的创造。
Some translation says a new created man, but also it's new creation.
我们每一个信他的人都是神的新的创造。
All of us who believe is a new creation of God.
以弗所书告诉我们说，我们这些人是神的杰作。
And here Ephesians it tells us we are the God's workmanship.
神要把我们创造制作成他的荣耀的彰显。
God wants to make us the manifestation of His glory.
这个杰作乃是能够把那个造物主、那个救赎主的美德把它彰显出来。
And that workmanship will declare the glory and virtue of the Creator.
这是神拯救我们的目的。
This is the purpose that God saves us.
所以今天我想从这些圣经里面说到我们原来就是神的工作。
Today I would like to speak from this verse that we are God's workmanship.
但是这个工作要有一个起点。
But that work starts somewhere.
那个起点乃是在于我们相信主耶稣。
And it really starts when we believe in Jesus.
我们知道，在我们中国的文化里面
，We know in the Chinese culture,
有一种艺术叫做刺绣。
There is an art called embroidery.
弟兄姊妹都知道什么叫刺绣吗？
Do you know what embroidery is?
你知道刺绣里面他说有一个故事，这样有一个老太太她在那边刺绣。
There is an old woman.
那有一个小孩子呢，在他的另外一面再看看他怎么刺绣。
She was making the embroidery, and a child was on the other side watching her.
这位老太太就很专心的在刺绣。
And this old lady was very focused.
那个小孩子在后面看说，他就是说，老太婆啊，你怎么绣的那么难看啊
？And this child says, "Hey, old woman, it's so ugly."
他怎么那么乱七八糟啊
？It is without pattern.
那这老太婆就不讲话，继续的刺绣。
And this old lady was silent, and she continues making the embroidery.
那这小孩子不懂，哎，怎么那么难看
？And the child didn't understand.
等到这个刺绣绣完了以后。
But when she finished,
这个老太婆就说：“小朋友，你到前面来看看。”
And the old lady said, "Little child, come over here."
她一看，哇，她叫起来。
And the child looked at and he screamed.
哇，怎么那么漂亮啊
？So beautiful.
你刺的绣怎么那么美啊
？How come it's so pretty?
但是为什么我在反面看起来那么丑陋
？But why on the other side I couldn't see it?
弟兄姊妹，这个故事说什么？
What does this story tell us?
说当神在做工的时候
，When God is working，
你从哪一个角度来看
？Which perspective do you look at？
如果你从这个小孩子从反应的角度来看的话
，If you look at from the other side，
你会觉得哎呀好难看。
You felt it's ugly。
但是如果你从神的眼光来看
，But if you look through God's eye，
这是一幅何等美丽的图画。
It is such a wonderful picture。
那么同样的神也在你我身上刺绣。
In the same way, God is making embodiment on you and on me.
神要在你我身上做工。
God is working on you and me.
当神来做工的时候，他第一针要刺下去。
When he works, the first needle he puts in.
这个第一针是必须说你跟他有一个生命的关系。
That is, you and him must have a life of connect a relationship of life.
所以这就是我们信耶稣的时候，信职的人有永生。
That is, those who believe the Son has eternal life.
神要把这个永远的生命来赐给我们。
God wants to give us the eternal life.
这是从我们这个角度来。
It looks from our perspective.
从神那个角度也是这样子。
From God's perspective, it's the same way.
但是神除了把永远的生命赐给我们之外。
But besides the eternal life he gives to us.
他在你我的身上有一个计划。
He has a plan on you and me.
有一个工作。
A work.
他要在你我身上来编织成他的杰作。
He will produce his good work.
这一个工作开始在你我的相信。
And that work starts when you and I believe.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们得到这一个生命，我们就要成长。
Brother and sister, when we have that life, we need to grow.
你知道一个在人的生产，孩子的降生有头一件事情做什么？
After a child is born, you know what the first thing is?
我不知道西西你知道什么？小孩子生下来第一，他会做的第一件事情是什么？
Do you know what's the first thing he does after born?
光谱。学校老师有没有教？爸爸妈妈有没有讲给你听？啊？那你想想看，第一件事，小孩子生下来第一件事做什么？啊？哭啊，是不是
？Cry。
啊，是不是第一件事就哭
？Is the first thing cry？
弟兄姊妹，你知道小孩子生下来哭，这个哭代表什么
？You know what that does that mean？
啊？什么？小孩子哇，他在哭的时候，这是什么意思啊？能不能大声一点？啊？
对。
小孩子一上他哭了，表示说什么了？他会呼吸了，是不是？
他会呼吸。He can breathe.
如果他不哭的话，怎么样
？If he doesn't cry,
打了以后也不哭呢
？My cat.
我父母亲告诉我说，我生下来的时候我不哭的。
My parents told me when I was born I didn't cry.
他们把他拉起来拼命打了也是不哭的。
They took me up and pat me and I still wasn't crying.
但是不知道什么时候还是哭出来了。
But eventually I cried out.
当一个人他会哭的时候呢，是说他有了生命。
When one person cries, he has life.
他有了生命怎么样？他也会呼吸了。
When he has life, he can breathe.
弟兄姊妹，当一个神的儿女一降生的时候，
As soon as the child of God is born,
我们重生了，
When we are born again,
每一个神的儿女应该会呼吸。
Every child of God should be able to breathe.
那个时候呼吸是什么？
What is breathing?
实在说，有人说这个呼吸就代表基督徒的祷告。
Someone tells us it represents the prayer of Christians.
弟兄们，每一个神的儿女们都应该会来祷告。
Every child of God should be able to pray.
所以我们的生命要成长，要扎实，你一定要来祷告。
So if you want to grow, if you want to grow solidly, you must come to pray.
你一定要学习来到神的面前，来呼叫阿爸父。
You must learn how to come to God and cry out Abba Father.
来呼喊我们的主。
To cry our Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹要学习每天来祷告。
Every day we shall learn to pray.
来告诉他。
To tell him.
来亲近他。
To come near to him.
可能你开始的时候就五分钟、十分钟没有关系。
Maybe in the beginning it's 5 minutes, 10 minutes, it is okay.
来慢慢的学习。
Gradually you will learn.
千万，那你来祷告的时候，盼望能够稍微不仅仅是单向的啊，也要双向的。
Not only one way, but it should be both ways.
我看到有很多的小孩子啊，爸爸，我要出去了。
Some kids come say, "Daddy, I want to go out."
爸爸有没有说好还不好？人已经不见了。
Doesn't matter if the dad answered, he disappeared.
他就说是跟他说，妈，我要这一个东西。
Mom, I want this.
他也不敢说这个妈妈有没有能力可以给他预备这个东西。他说我就是要这个东西。
And doesn't matter if mom prepares.
讲话他就跑掉了。
And then run away.
弟兄姊妹们，很多的时候。我们跟父母亲讲话，对不对？还不知道父母亲的意思，我们就跑掉了。
Many times when we talk to our parents before we know what they want, we run away.
这是单方向的讲话。
This is communication in one way.
那我们跟神祷告，盼望不是只有单方向的。
When we pray to God, it shouldn't be one way.
特别是刚刚我们开始的时候，我们常常祷告。
Especially when we, in the beginning, we often pray.
祷告求神啊，祝福我这个，我要这个，我要那一个。
We ask God's blessing and we ask from God.
奉耶稣的名祷告，阿伯就走掉了。
In Jesus' name, and then we run away.
那神本来要告诉你说，我要怎么给你，还没有听到神的回答，我们就结束了。
And before we are able to hear God, we have finished.
弟兄姊妹，我们学习当祷告的时候。
We should learn when we pray.
能够留一点时间在神的面前。
We shall give God time.
看看神能不能给我们一些的回答。
And see if He answers us.
所以我们一定要学习一个定时的祷告。
We shall learn to pray regularly.
那另外呢，我们基督徒是活的，人是活的。
And we Christians are alive.
我们可以在每天很做很多的事情的时候。
As we are doing many things every day.
一想到有些什么事情。
When things come into our mind,
我们都可以随时来跟我们的神祷告。
At any time, we can pray to our God.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们在这方面我们要学习。
In this regard, we should learn much.
好叫我们的生命可以长大。
That our life might grow.
我自己有人告诉我们，你最好聚完会以后。
Someone has told me after you have the meeting,
就不要马上就走掉，就跟人家讲话。
It's better you don't just speak to others right away.
能够留一点时间
，to have some time，
就把你所听得到
，to take what you have heard，
在你聚会中所有的领受
，what you have received，
能够在那边安静的跟主耶稣有个祷告
，quietly。Can pray to the Lord Jesus.
这是一种生命中的交流。
That is fellowship in life.
这个会叫我们的里面得到力量。
That will strengthen our inner man.
所以这是一个很好操练祷告的时辰。
That is a very good moment to practice prayer.
好，当一个小孩子生下来以后，他要呼吸，对不对？这是第一件事情。第二件事情是什么
？First thing is to breathe. What's the second thing?
啊？什么？啊，要吃奶，对不对？
To drink milk.
啊，这时候就是讲到他要吃饭了，对不对？哈，吃奶也好，慢慢在长大以后就要吃饭了，对不对？弟兄姊妹们，基督徒也要吃饭啊。
Christians need to eat.
当我们信了主耶稣以后，我的生命不仅仅要有呼吸，我也要怎么样？也要吃饭。
After I believe the Lord Jesus, not only I need to breathe, but I also need to eat.
那我们基督徒的粮食是什么呢
？What is our food then?
他说这一本的书是一本书。
This book is a book.
但是这一本的书也是我们的粮食。
But this book is also our food.
所以神的话是我们的灵粮，也是我们的灵奶。
So the Word of God is our spiritual food, is our spiritual milk.
所以弟兄姊妹们，你我一定要来读神的话。
So brothers and sisters, you and I must come to read the word of God.
开始的时候来读神的话不太容易。
In the beginning, it might not be so easy.
但是我们还是要来读神的话。
But we still need to come and read.
所以在这里，请弟兄姊妹们，你我一定要好好的来读神的话。
You and I must read the word of God.
啊，你说这本书那么厚，要怎么读啊？
So this is such a thick book. Where should we? How should we read it?
那我告诉你们，我建议你们两个方法。
I give you two methods.
头一个方法
，first，
对那个读过书的人不太容易。
It's not very easy for those who are educated.
但是如果你肯接受的话，非常容易。
But if you are willing to accept it, it's very easy.
你就拿起这本圣经，一直读的读。
Just take it and read.
不管读得懂读不懂就把它读过去。
Whether you can understand or not, just read it.
快快的读。
Read it.
至少读到什么程度呢？
To which degree?
然后把新旧约读完一遍。
At least you read over once.
啊，这个时间呢，越快越好。
The fast the better.
我自己把新约圣经读完，新旧约读完一遍哈，大概信主三年。
The first time I finished the Bible was 3 years after I was saved. It's too long.
后来我才发现有些人啊，信了主耶稣以后怎么样？他不两三个月就把圣经读完一遍。
And I found some after even 2 or 3 months he has finished one.
所以如果我在这里啊，建议弟兄姊妹，如果你信了耶稣以后，到现在还没有把新旧约读完一遍的。
So brothers and sisters, if by now you have not yet finished once.
你不要告诉别人。
Don't tell others.
那你自己有心里有数。
You know yourself.
你肯不肯在这一年的快要结束了。
Are you willing at the end of this year?
新的一年又要摆在我们面前。
As the new year is in front of us.
能不能成为你生命长进的一个计划？
Could you have a plan for the growth of your life?
就是我要把它生你的话至少快快的把它读完一遍。
Lord, I want to read your word at least once.
你还没有读过的，就赶快把它加，就把它读完。
If you haven't finished, try to finish it.
那你会说，我这样读了以后怎么都不懂，都不明白，有什么用处呢？
You might ask, if I can't understand, what's the point?
你就是这样走马看花的话，也会留下一些东西，是不是？
Even if you glance.Over it,
你这样我把它读完，比方说你走马看我看看啊，我知道说圣经里面啊，至少有一个人叫做亚伯拉罕嘛。
And at least you will say, I know a man called Abraham.
我告诉你说，哎，圣经里面有一个人物啊，叫做马克思。
Let me tell you, there is a person in the Bible.
你相信不相信啊？
Do you believe?
如果你没有读过圣经，哎，大概有哦。
If you haven't read the Bible,
听着，我会被上当的。
We will be deceived.
但是你读过一遍，有没有知道说你走马看花的里面，对不对？虽然记不得，对不对？但是你讲的东西，我知道这个圣经里面没有。
If you have read it and if you hear something that hasn't been mentioned, you will know it's not there.
你这样快快读读，你知道圣经有一个人口的概念。
If you read quickly, you will have the general impression.
但是这样喝奶不够的，还要吃饭。
But this is.To drink this way is not enough.
我建议你们有两个很好的聚会。
I suggest you 2 good meetings.
我鼓励你们参加。
I encourage you.
第一个是每个礼拜五的晚上啊，有几个区，有个分区的聚会。
First is every Friday evening there's group Bible study.
那另外还有个每个主日，除了第一个主日以外，那每个主日的早上第一堂有个主日学。
And every Sunday, there is the Sunday school.
那这两个聚会啊，就会说，它不会叫你很快的让你了解圣经。
These two does not give you overview of the Bible.
它会告诉你一段一段或者一章一章的啊来读圣经。
But we'll take one section, one chapter to read the Bible.
这样的话，你就会比较细的来读，明白神的话语。
That way you can read the Bible very carefully.
所以这两个方法可以同时并行。
These two should be in parallel.
如果你是信主很多年的话，你可以再用你自己的方式。
If you have believed the Lord many years, you might have your own method.
有一个神的仆人啊，他很喜欢鼓励人家读圣经。
There is a servant of God. He likes to encourage others to read the Bible.
特别是第一遍读完的。
Especially those have finished the first time.
他都鼓励他们，给他一些奖品。
He will give them some reward.
有些人很赞成，有些人不赞成。
Some like it, some doesn't.
我不知道你赞成还是不赞成。
I don't know if you like it.
不过我也在这里鼓励弟兄姊妹，如果你信主到现在，圣经还没有读完一遍。
But I encourage those who have not yet read the Bible once.
我鼓励你好好的读。
I encourage you to really read it.
比方说，我摩西创世纪我已经读完了，利未记出埃及我也读完了。
If I finish Genesis and Exodus.
那个利未记还没有读。
I haven't looked at.
很难读，就跳过去，就跳到什么？就跳到那个民数记了。
It's very difficult, and I skip over to the numbers.
我就再跳到四世纪去读了啊。
And then jump into the judges.
哎呀，诗篇很好读，我就多读几遍。
Psalm is easy to read. We will.
弟兄姊妹，当你知道你的圣经有些东西你已经读过。
If you know some part you have read.
那没有读过的，你赶快把它补上去。
Then maybe you should read those you have not yet read.
本来东补西补没有关系，至少把它赶快把它补完一遍。
At least finish once.
如果在明年啊，如果你把它读完一遍的话
，If next year if you finish once，
啊，你可以告诉我
，You can tell me，
啊，我想我还是要给你一个奖品
，I can give you a reward，
好吧，啊，因为我以前发现啊，我要是送东西给别人啊，这得来太容易了
，Sometimes if I give others， it might be too easy，
就不宝贵
，They won't pressure，
但是如果你花了一个代价，你去劳苦而收而有收获了。
But if you labor and you have a reward,
你得到了这个奖品，你会非常的珍惜。
You will very much treasure the reward.
你知道我得到一本圣经怎么得来
？You know, there is one Bible I received.
他说，在台湾有个圣经公会，就出版圣经的。
In Taiwan, there is a publisher who publishes the Bible.
他说，如果你可以从这一本的圣经找到一个错字
，If you can find a misprinting,
那就可以送你一本圣经。
I will give you a Bible.
那时候我才信主没有多久。
At that time, I didn't believe for a long time.
而且又在大学读书。
And I was still in college.
你有多余的钱去买圣经
？I didn't have much money to buy the Bible.
听到这个消息哦，哎，至少试一试嘛。
And when I heard the news, I said maybe I'll give it a try.
我就很用功的读圣经啊。
And very diligently, I tried to read.
拼命的读啊。
And spend a lot of effort.
盼望能够找到一个错字。
I wanted to find a misprint.
哎，竟然被我找了好几个错字。
And I found a few places.
我就写信息给他说，告诉你说哪一本这本圣经哪一个版本的哪第几页什么第几行那个有什么错字把它写出来。
And then I told the publisher.
哎、他真的寄了一本圣经给我。
And indeed, they sent me a Bible.
弟兄姊妹很宝贵。
I very much pressure.
嗯，所以盼望弟兄姊妹们能够好好的读主的话。
So I hope you can read the Bible.
那读圣经啊，要持之以恒。
We need to persist.
不要说哎呀，这个礼拜有空，对吧？我就多读一点，对不对
？Don't say this week I have a lot of time, so I'll read more.
啊，下个礼拜没有空了，就把它停下来。
And next week, if I don't have time, I'll stop.
有空的时候再来补上去。
And then when I have time, I'll try to.
发现这样的话，圣经很难读下去。
If you read the Bible that way, it is very difficult to read.
所以要继续的持之以恒。
We need to be persistent.
不要怕慢。
Don't be afraid of being slow.
细水长流。
Slowly finish it.
好，除了小孩子，除了生下来要呼吸以外，要运动以外，对不对？啊，要吃饭以外，还要做什么
？Besides breathe and eat, what else do you want to do?
我已经把答案写了出来了。
I've actually given you the
就是要运动，对不对
？Need to exercise.
他们小孩子开始的时候，那个哭啊，也是一种的运动。
Even when you cry, it is a type of exercise.
当然，以后长大了就不算了。
But if you grow up, it doesn't count.
那除了运动以外，他手脚也要动。
And you need to move your hands and feet.
还要爬
and crawl.
还要跑，还要走路，
run,
还要跑。
Walk and run.
弟兄姊妹，我们生命要长大，需要运动。
To grow up, we need to exercise.
那我们基督徒生命的长大运动是什么呢
？What is the Christian exercise?
他说，第一，不要停止聚会。
First, do not stop gathering.
第二，你要学习奉献。
Second, learn to offer yourself.
第三，我们要传福音。
Thirdly, we need to share the gospel.
第四，我们要侍奉神。
Fourth, to serve God.
第五，我们要为主做见证。
Five, to witness for God.
弟兄姊妹，当然这是一些比较基本的。
These are some basic elements.
圣经有一些的那个禁止的命令。
There are a few forbids in the Bible.
他像是不可停止聚会就是一个
Do not stop gathering
有一种是这种命令是正面的
And there are some positive commands
他说你们要信而受洗的
believe and baptize.
你们要怎样怎样怎样，对，有好多。
There are many commands.
那有很多说不要不要不要啊。
There are many says do not.
所以有正面的，有反面的。
So there are the negative, there is the positive.
圣经告诉我，命令的总归就是爱。
Command sums up in love.
所以神告诉我们，这里面一定是藏着神对我们的爱。
All the commandment is hidden God's love in it.
他说不可停止聚会是什么一个反面的命令。
Do not stop gathering. That's a negative forbid.
他的意思就是你们要怎么样聚会。
That is to say, do gather together.
弟兄们，今天你我处在一个很自由的环境中。
Today you and I are in a very free environment.
聚会很容易。
Gathering is so easy.
所以慢慢就说，哎呀，不觉得不是很宝贵。
So we don't think it's precious.
所以你把很你弄会不会把聚会摆在最重要的地方
？Do you put gathering as the most important matter?
还是把去玩啊，去做别的事情摆在最重要
？Or maybe other things is your most important thing.
如果你知道一些的地区啊，他们要聚会很难。
You know, in some area, to gather together is so difficult.
我想这些地方离你我不远。
These places is not very far from you and I.
就在我们的国家里。
That is in our own country.
你知道有些地方他们要去聚会是偷偷摸摸的去聚会。
No, those places they have to gather secretly.
他们要去聚会是怕就被抓到了，又关到监牢里头去。
When they go together, they might get imprisoned.
但是他们有一个心说我要聚会。
They have a heart. I want to gather.
我要跟神的儿女们在一起。
I want to gather together with the children of God.
我们要来敬拜神。
We want to worship God.
弟兄姊妹们，这是神留给我们的一个命令，不可停止聚会。
This is the commandment our God gives us. Do not stop gathering.
因为你去行的时候，这里面有神的祝福。
Because when you practice it, you will find the blessing of God.
这里面也有神的保护。
You will find the protection of God.
你要学习奉献。
You need to learn to offer yourself.
这里面奉献，我想讲两个点。
I would like to mention two points.
一个基督徒，你蒙恩以后，你要生命要长大，你要学习把自己奉献给神。
When you believe and if you want to grow up you need to learn to offer yourself to God.
保罗在罗马书说把你的身体献上当作活祭。
As Paul says in the book of Romans to offer yourself as living sacrifice.
弟兄们，这里面讲的奉献是指什么？
What does this sacrifice mean?
是说把我的主权交在神的手里面。
To give my own rights to God.
让神在我的身上真的有主权。
That God indeed has control of my life.
因为我们啊，都主见不很强。
Because we all have our own opinions.
但是如果我肯把我的主权交给神。
But if I'm willing to give my own rights to God.
会教我的生命成长。
He will let my life grow.
这是每个神的儿女们可以做的事。
This is everything the child of God should do.
而且也是应该做的事。
And we must do.
第二要学习怎么样神给我们的财物现在神的手里。
Second, we need to learn to financially give what God has given us back to God.
在旧约马拉基说这是条蒙福的道路。
In Malachi it says this is a blessed way.
在旧约里面告诉我至少你要奉献十分之一。
Old Testament says at least one tenth.
但是到了新约圣经的时候
But in the New Testament,
他没有告诉你说要奉献十分之一
It never tells us how much.
他说你要甘心的奉献
It tells us to offer willingfully.
你要情愿的奉献
To willingfully offer.
你要欢欢喜喜的奉献
To offer with joy.
弟兄姊妹在这里学习在财务上奉献给神
We need to learn financially to give to God.
是神为着要把他的祝福更多的赏给你
It is because God wants to give us more of His blessings to us.
第三，我们要传福音。
Third, we need to share the gospel.
当我们得到了福音，我们信了主。
When we receive the gospel, when we believe the Lord,
我们就要试着把这个来告诉神。
We try to
share with others. 第三，我们要学习。第四，我们要学习侍奉。
Fourthly, to learn how to serve.
特别是在神的家，有许多的事你我都可以参与。
Especially in the house of God, there are many things we have our portion.
弟兄姊妹，你知道我们来到神的家。
When we come to the house of God,
我们就是神的儿女。
We are the children of God.
神的家里面都是应该你我都有份。
All the things in the house of God should have portion for you and me.
而不是落在一些少数人的身上。
It is not upon the shoulder of very few.
我记得很早的时候，有一次我参加一个聚会。
Very early when I was in a meeting.
我去了比较早。
I went there early.
因为他聚会的地方哦，他们平常聚晚会就把椅子收起来。
And they usually after the gathering they will take up the chairs.
那我去的比较早，我每次去的时候都看见有一个老姊妹。
Because I went there early, I always see an elder sister.
我那时候二十几岁。
I was in my 20s at that time.
但是那个老姊妹啊，大概也有五六十岁。
She's probably in the 50s, 60s.
她很早就到教会里面去排椅子。
She went there very early to arrange the chairs.
把地扫好，把椅子排好。
To clean up and then to set up the chairs.
等到弟兄姊妹们来的时候，都已经，她都已经做好。
And after the brethren's come, everything is prepared.
那次去的时候，我去得很早。
I went there very early.
我看到他做的时候，他也没有叫我说，哎，年轻的弟兄啊，你来帮帮忙，他也没有叫。
And when I was watching her, she didn't say, "Hey, young brother, come here."
但我就看了以后，看他做的时候，我就帮忙把椅子排好。
So when I was watching, I helped her along.
他就觉得很奇怪，说，哎，年轻的弟兄啊，你为什么要做这些事？
And she was surprised. She asked me, "Young brother, why do you do this?"
就说这是神的家嘛，我们每一个人都应该做嘛。
I said this is the house of God, everyone should do it.
听懂吗？这是神给我们一个机会。
This is an opportunity God gives us.
可以，我们可以有很多的机会来服侍神。
And there are many such opportunities we can serve God.
像午餐的服侍也是个服侍。
If you're preparing the lunch, that is a service.
有些接送弟兄姊妹们。
To give right to brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹，如果我们关心神的家。
If we care for the house of God,
如果我们盼望我们的生命长大，
if we want our life to grow,
你会发现有很多的机会可以来侍奉。
You will see many opportunities we can serve God.
最后一个点就是要把自己亲身所经历的来告诉人。
And last point is to witness what you have experienced to others.
因为我们做见证的时候，一般我们特别是我们做见证大概分成两类。
Usually our testimony, there are probably two categories.
有一类说，哎呀，我有需要，我祷告神，神就垂听我的祷告，神怎样的眷顾我。
One is when I have a need, I pray to the Lord and how He took care of me.
感谢神。
Thank God.
但是还有另外一面。
But there is another side.
是神在我们这个人的个性上来做工。
But God has done us in our character.
他要把有些的东西是我们身上神不喜欢的。
There are some God doesn't like.
他要拿去。
He wants to take away.
他要把他自己的生命在我们里面增长。
He will increase his own life in us.
就好像那个织绣啊，要在我们身上把它织在我们的生命的里面。
It's like the embroidery. He wants to make it in us.
对吧？这个是实在是神的工作。
That is indeed the work of God.
我们就看见有许多很骄傲的人。
There are many those who are pride.
在神的做工底下变成一个很谦和的人。
Under the work of God becomes humble.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在我们生命中的工作。
That is the work of God in our life.
我们应该来述说神的这些的作为，把荣耀归给神。
And we shall testify for the Lord.
这是讲到我们生命的成长。
That is the growth of our life.
但是开始要成长。
We need to grow.
所以主耶稣说，我来了，叫人得生命，并且得着更丰盛。
The Lord says, "I come that sheep may have life and have it abundantly."
神要叫我们在我们的身上来助攻，把我们这些磨成神儿子的形象。
God wants work on us to mold us into the image of His Son.
所以我们在这个跟随主的路上，你每一次经历一个属灵的得胜，都叫你的生命长大。
So every time on your way, if you experience spiritual victory.It will help you grow.
所以神对我们实在有一个期望。
So God indeed has an expectation.
让我们能够长大成人。
That we may grow up.
能够满有基督长成的身量。
To the full stature of Christ.
所以神就兴起很多的环境来为我们效力。
So God raised up many environments to work for us.
叫我们可以被磨成神儿子的形象。
That we may be molded into the likeness of His Son.
所以圣经里面看见说，神盼望他的儿女们都长大。
So the Bible tells us God wants all His children to grow up.
但是圣经里面发现说，在生命的成长过程中有一种不正常的情形。
But while our life is growing up, there are some abnormal conditions.
圣经里面讲到，像当一个孩子生下来的时候，是个孩童，慢慢长大变成少年人或青年人，慢慢再长大变成了父老。
A little children grow up into young men and then grow up into fatherhood.
但是圣经这样提到说，你们本来应该长大成人。
But we should have grown up.
但是怎么样？你们到现在还是个婴孩。
Yet we are still like little babes.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这个成长过程中，不是所有的人都要长，都会长大。
So during the growth process, not everyone grows up.
有些人停在那边。
Some stops there.
我想自己受亏损。
Not only he himself suffers the loss.
那个我们的神也受亏损。
Even our God suffers loss.
我们的父也很会难过。
Our father will feel painful.
所以我们要离开那些婴孩的光景。
So we need to leave the child conditions.
我们要长大。
To grow up.
弟兄姊妹，当这一个小孩子长大的时候，
When the little children grow up,
你会发现他会有很多的失败。
There are many failures.
但是神啊，我们的神。
But our God,
如果你来读圣经啊，他允许我们人的失败。
He allows us to fail.
当人失败的时候，神在那地方教育他。
When we fail, God is educating us.
神在那地方给他机会，让他再站起来。
He gives him opportunity to stand up yet again.
所以弟兄姊妹们，我们失败的时候，
So brothers and sisters, when we fail,
我们会难过。
We might be sad.
但是求主给我们恩典。
But may God give us grace.
让我们失败后再站起来往前走。
That when we fail, we can stand up and continue walk on.
所以您来读启示录里面讲到了七个教会有很多得胜的。
So when you read the book of Revelation, it says, those who overcome.
弟兄姊妹，你特别是读到那个最后的一个教会，叫做老底家的教会。
Especially when you read the last church, the church of Laodicea.
你会说，这个教会把主关在教会的门外。
That church shuts our Lord outside of the church.
主只有在门外叩门。
The Lord is knocking outside.
他说：“若有人听见我声音，就开门。”
If anyone hear my voice and opens the door,
我要进到他里面。
I will come in.
我与他，他与我一同坐席。
I and him and he and I shall feast together.
这是主的心。
This is the heart of Lord.
当我们软弱失败的时候，
when we are weak, when we fail,
神给我们机会。
God gives us opportunity.
离开软弱，离开失败。
To leave failure, to leave weakness.
支取主的恩典，叫我们长大。
To draw His grace to grow up.
所以这些的得胜者。
So those overcomers,
他们都有一个心，
they all have a heart,
是我们靠着主得胜的。
To overcome by the Lord,
他们有一个灵，就是我不是我比你们刚强。
They have a spirit, not that I'm stronger. I love more than you do.
他不会，他们不会这样子。
They will not.
他们怎么样？反而说，哎呀，看到一同做自己的软弱了。
They will sympathize in their weakness.
他们反而会扶持他们。
They will support.
为他们祷告。
Pray.
然后能够脱离软弱，脱离失败。
That we can all leave failure and weakness.
一同进入到更丰盛的生命。
Together into the abundant life.
我想我在这里我提一个，讲到一个我以前自己一个失败的例子。
I'd like to share my own failure.
那时候我刚出来侍奉主没有多久。
That time I just came out full time not long ago. ago.
以为自己很属灵，很爱主。
I thought I'm very spiritual. I love the Lord much.
也常常聚会。
And I often go to gathering.
那看见弟兄姊妹们好像不太爱主，就虽然不敢讲话，心里面还是有点低估。
When I see others, I thought they don't love the Lord.
这是我的光景，我不认识自己。
And I murmur in my heart,
以为自己会祷告，会读经，会聚会，去服事，就好像就很属灵。
I thought I can pray, I can read the Bible, I can support others. So I thought I'm very spiritual.
直到有一天，主让我看见里头何等的败坏。
Until one day, the Lord lets me see how corrupted I am.
就发生在一个祷告会的事上。
That was during the prayer meeting.
那礼拜天聚会都很多，但是祷告会来的人就很少。
Sunday there are so many, but prayer meeting there are so few.
所以在那祷告会的里面，有一个弟兄常常来祷告。
So there is a brother often come to pray.
他实在是很爱主。
He loved the Lord very much.
嗯，然后他祷告的时候，我们就，比方说是从七点半到九点。
And we pray from 7:30 to 9.
我们就一直唱诗祷告啊。
We sing hymns and we pray.
大家就弟兄姊妹们就祷告。
And we all pray together.
我们那时候不像这边是分组，我们都是大家都在一起。
We didn't separate into group. We all pray together.
所以快要到九点半要结束了。
And
快要到九点快要结束了。
When it comes to the end.
这个弟兄前面都不祷告了。
And this brother he didn't pray before.
快要结束了他就祷告了。
But when it close to end, he starts to pray.
一祷告就二三十分钟。
When he prays about 20-30 minutes.
开始的时候大家都还能够包容。
At first, we can all bear.
但是经常这样啊，弟兄姊妹就开始 complain.
But often, if he did that many times, we start to complain.
弟兄姊妹，我们来祷告会。
But brothers and sisters, when we come to pray.
但是兴起一个环境，一个弟兄这样。
But God rises up environment, a brother like this.
实在是把我们一个真实的光景都显出。
It indeed exposes the real condition of us.
所以弟兄姊妹就有些的话就他说哎林弟兄你去跟他讲了。
So some brother says, Brother Lin, you go speak to him.
我说好吧好吧我就跟他讲。
And I said, okay.
弟兄姊妹我就跟他讲了一句话。
I talked to him.
我说如果像你这样来参加祷告会啊多你一个少你一个都无所谓。
I said, whether you come or not, it doesn't matter.
弟兄姊妹，你以为你爱主吗
？Brothers and sisters, you think you love the Lord?
你以为你属灵吗
？You think you are spiritual?
当神兴起一个环境的时候
，But when God rises up an environment,
我们才知道我们里面对弟兄姊妹何等的冷酷。
We come to know how cruel we are to brothers and sisters.
我说到这句话，我还不知道我闯了祸。
I said that I didn't know I messed up.
过了很久，他的太太告诉我。
After some time, his wife told me.
他说：“弟兄啊。”
He said, "Brother."
你知不知道你那天跟我的弟兄讲了一句话
？Do you remember what you told my brother?
他说：“多我弟兄，少我一个弟兄都无所谓。”
Whether he comes or not doesn't matter.
他说：“你这句话伤了我们夫妻的心。”
That word hurt our hearts.
弟兄姊妹，当我知道以后
，When I knew that，
我跟我的太太当天晚上就跑去她家。
That night I went to their house.
我们跟她认罪。
With my wife and we confessed to.
我们求她赦免我们。
We asked them to forgive us.
她说：“你不仅仅伤了我们都想跑到别的地方去。”
They said not only we are hurt, but we wanted to go to other places.
但是很感谢神也在他们身上做工。
But thank God, God is also working on them.
神也在我们身上做工。
God is also working on us.
当我们这样求他赦免原谅的时候
，When we ask their forgiveness,
他们竟然肯原谅我们。
And they gave their forgiveness to us.
我们还能够在主里面成为很好的同伴。
And in the Lord, we are good companions.
从那个失败的经历里面
，from that experience of failure，
让我知道一件事
，made me aware of one thing.
神永远不要我们失去弟兄中的任何一位。
God never wants to lose any one of the brothers.
你我每一个人都在神的眼中何等的宝贵。
Every one of us is so precious in His eyes.
神救了我们就没有办法扫掉我们。
If he saved us, he cannot lose us.
我们在神的眼光中是他眼中的同人。
We are the apple of his eyes.
他都那么样的宝贵他，你怎能够去轻看他？
God precious, how can you despise?
弟兄姊妹，在神的家应该有爱。
Brothers and sisters, in the house of God, there needs to be love.
是有人错要在爱里面说诚实话。
Yes, when someone fails, we need to speak the truth with love.
不是只有说诚实话而已。
But it's not just to speak the truth.
是在爱里面说诚实话。
It is to speak the truth in love.
当你有深的爱，说诚实话的时候，这个爱会保护你。
When you speak in love, that love will protect.
这个爱会把我们连在一起。
That love will connect you, unite us.
这个爱不会拆散我们。
That love will not destroy us.
这个爱不会叫我们跟弟兄姊妹们成为仇敌。
It will not make us enemies with our brothers and sisters.
这个爱会叫我们弟兄我需要你，姊妹我需要你。
It will tell us, brother, I need you. Sister, I need you.
生命紧紧的联系在一起。
And our life will be united.
做好，这个叫我们长大。
That will help us to grow.
叫我们能够鼓捣好软弱的、失败的肢体。
That will make us to take care of the weak, the failed members of the body.
你知道，圣经中说有一百只羊少了一只。
Bible said there are 100 sheep. If one is lost,
这位的好牧人怎么去找他？
This good shepherd go out.To seek the
我们常常把这些圣经用在传福音拯救世上的灵魂。
We often apply this to finding the lost soul.
你有错。
That's also correct.
的确如此。
Indeed.
但是另外一方面，这一段的圣经也可以用在一同做弟兄姐妹的身上。
But this verse.Also applies to those who are brothers and sisters together. When we see a member is weak,
或者是犯罪,
or have sinned,
你我有没有一个爱?
You and I, do we have a love?
被他祷告,
to pray for him.
求主给我们聚会, 想办法把我们的弟兄挽回过来。
That we really try to find a way to recover the brother.
所以圣经上有一位神的仆人雅各这样说。
So in the Bible, servant of God James said,
我的弟兄们，你们中间都有失迷正道的。
My brethren, among you, if there are some are lost,
有人使他回转。
Some will turn him back.
这人该知道，叫一个罪人从迷路上转回。
He, remember this, whoever turns a sinner from the error of his way will save him from death and cover over a multitude of sins.
弟兄们，在神的家,
in the house of God,
应该有爱,
we need love.
这个爱是要扶持我们,
that love will support us.
这个爱要互相的建造,
that love will establish one
another.在我们生命的成长中
May the Lord during the growth of our life
能够慢慢的有像主耶稣的形象
To slowly make us the image of
圣经中有一句很大的话
There is a very great verse
他说我活着
I live
就是基督
is Christ
他同样说了另外一句话
And he said another word.
他说：“你们要效法我。”
To imitate me.
像我效法基督一样。
As I imitate Christ.
这是保罗。
This is what Paul said.
这是一个生命很成熟的。
He indeed it has the maturity of life.
他所说的话。
And he speaks thus.
他也说过什么？我不是以为已经得着了。
I don't think I've gained.
他说乃是忘记背后
But I forget the past
努力面前
And run forth
向着标杆直跑
press on toward the goal.
所以一个生命的长大不是以为我已经很丰富了很属灵了就停在那边。
So it is, the growth of life is not to stop when I thought I'm spiritual.
不是那是继续的往前。
To press on.
我想最后神我也要提一下时间已经差不多了。
In the end, I'd like to touch one point.
我想我提一下就是说神救了我们以后不仅我们有一个生命的开始。
When God saves us, not only we have the beginning of life.
我们实在很感谢神，神也把一个神救我们的最终的目的告诉我们。
But also God tells us the ultimate purpose.
我不知道弟兄姊妹，你来美国以后有没有人告诉你说，你来美国以后，前面十年以后你会怎么样
？I don't know if when you came to the United States, have someone come to tell you what you will be in 10 years?
他说二十年以后你在美国会怎么样
？Or 20 years, what would you be like?
我不知道谁。能不能这样告诉你说，你来美国以后一定会这样，一定会这样，一定会这样。
I don't know if anyone can say you will do this and will be like that.
我想没有人可以告诉。
I don't think there's anyone.
我想不仅仅说你来美国，你做任何的事，说你做这些事，将来一定会怎么样。
Not only come to the States, but anything, no one can tell you what you will be like.
你有期望，但是期望不一定会实现。
You can have hope, but hope may not come true.
但是圣经上告诉我们说，当你信了耶稣以后
，The Bible says when you believe the Lord,
我们的生命要长大
，Our life needs to grow.
但是他把一个荣耀的前景摆在我们的跟前
，But there is a glorious future He puts before us.
就是我们刚才所读的启示录二十一章二十二节。
That is what we read, Revelation chapter 21 and 22.
弟兄们，这两章的圣经乃是说到神的儿女最终要达到的那个荣耀。
Those verses tells us the eternal glory of the child of God, of the children of God.
这就是神在你我身上做工一针一线的绣出来。
It is the result of our embodiment, one needle, one thread.
你只看见一些反面，那些杂乱无章的、很难看的。
We may just see the other side without pattern. We didn't understand.
但是神有还是借着神的话开我们的眼睛。
But through the word of God, God wants to open our eyes.
让我们看见真修的神。
To see that city
从天而降
，come down from heaven.
弟兄姊妹，我实在不能够来，我也对这一段的圣经我领会的也不是很完全。
Indeed, I don't understand this.Passage,
但是我可以稍微很简单的点几个点。
But I'd like to mention a few points.
他说这一座的城叫做圣城。
That city is called a holy city.
它是一个完全分别为圣的。
It is a city separated out.
它是从神的那个旧造的里面完全被分出来的。
Separated out from the old creation.
那第二个，这个城是什么呀？是羔羊的妻。
It is.The wife of the lamb.
如果你来读的话，你会说羔羊和羔羊的妻，他们结合在一起。
The lamb and the wife of the lamb, they will be united.
这是一个家。
That is a house.
这是神所经营、所建造的那个天上的美家。
Whose architect and builder is God in heaven.
你也知道这一座的城是好像是一座的城，又是一个人。
As if that's a city, as if that's a person.
是叫做羔羊的妻，也叫做信妇。
The wife of the lamb, or the bride of the lamb.
羔羊和信妇之间，他们的爱。
It is the love of the bride of the wife.
这是讲到个爱的一个完整。
It is the complete of love.
那另外这个。城里面，如果你去读的时候，像一座的大的灯塔。
The city is like a huge lampstand.
他说，在这里面，神的荣耀要照在这个城里头。
Yeah, the glory of God will shine in that
city. 我们的主羔羊成为灯，要把神的光照射出去。
The lamb is the light; he will stand forth the light of God.
而这个城，它的有几样的东西是宝石，是金晶，是珍珠，还有生命水。
There are precious stone, there are pearl, there are precious pure gold, and the water of life.
他们说来描述的时候，他说明亮如水晶。
It's transparent as glass.
他说那样的透亮。
It is transparent.
当时的光借着灯照射出去的时候
，When the light of God through the lampstand comes out，
这一座的彩像一个灯塔一样，把神的光照耀在这个新天新地的里面。
That city is like a lampstand, shines forth the light of God in the new heaven and the new earth.
而且你去读的时候，这个城里面它的根基是用各样的宝石怎么样建立的。
And if you read about its foundation, it's all built with the precious stones.
这些的宝石它有光彩。
These precious stones shine.
当光照在他们身上的时候。
When light shines on them.
这些的光在那里直射，在那里反射，在那里透射神的荣耀。
And these precious stones will reflect the glory of God.
有红的，有黄的，有绿的，有哦，弟兄姊妹。
There are red, yellow, green, brothers and sisters.
你会想这座城充满了无比的荣耀。
This city is filled with glory.
而且这个城里面叫做新耶路撒冷城。
It's called New City of New Jerusalem.
这个心腹叫做这个羔羊的妻叫做心腹。
That wife of the lamb is called the bride.
这里面有一个新，全新的。
It is new.
弟兄姊妹，在日光之下，没有一样的都是新的。
Under the sun, there's nothing new.
你今天穿了一件新衣服，五年以后变成旧衣服。
You wear a new clothes, 5 years later, it becomes old.
这一座的城，每一次神在看它的时候，都是新的。
But that city, every time you look at it, it is new.
圣经里面用的这个新，在希腊文里面是全新的。
In the Greek, the word is Complete new.
每次你看它的时候都是新的。
Every time you look at it, it's brand new.
你知道新啊，实在是说到它的丰富。
The new speaks of its abundance.
说到它的风采。
Its splendor.
说到它内涵那么美，那么美。
Its substance is so beautiful.
弟兄姊妹，这是神在你我的身上最后要做成的工作。
This is what God wants to accomplish in you and in me.
当这个绣一打开一看的时候，不仅仅是画面上一个美丽的思绪。
When that's opened up, not only it's a beautiful picture.
神把这座城从天降下来的时候。
God will send down that city from heaven to earth.
这是我杰作中的杰作。
This is the masterpiece of my masterpiece.
这是所有神的儿女们都有份于这座荣耀的圣城。
All the children of God have portion in this glorious holy city.
用来这是你我最终的荣耀的命运。
This is the future of yours of mine.
感谢神吧。永远的生命赐给我们。
Thank God He has given us the eternal life.
有一个新的开始。
We have a brand new beginning.
我们好像也是在那样追求，能够成长，能够长大。
And we pursue, we grow up.
但是最后，神把一个荣耀要放在你的身上，也放在我的身上。
In the end, God will put glory on you, on me.
这是神对一个信他的人所要加给的荣耀。
This is what the glory God wants those who believe to have.
这是神在头一个创造的里面，人窥觑了神的荣耀。
That is what in the first creation, men have fallen short of the glory of God.
今天在基督的里面，他成了个新的创造。
Today in Christ, he becomes a new creation.
他成为神的儿女。
Becomes the children of God.
但是到了最终
When it comes to the end,
他说要在基督里面所有的人怎么样要来彰显神的荣耀。
In Christ, all men will come to manifest the glory of Christ.
人所失去的荣耀重新回来。
When men have lost, men will take it back.
在他爱子里面的荣耀再加在人的身上。
The glory in the beloved Son of God will be put upon man.
这是神在你我身上的计划。
This is the plan God have on you and me.
而且他把这一幕的结局事先告诉了我们。
And before he tells us the end.
叫我们成为一个有荣耀盼望的。
That we might have the glorious hope.
但愿神能够恩待我们。
May God have mercy on us.
让我们能够 快跑的来跟随他。
That we can run fast to him.
我们也盼望能够有机会的时候，把福音传给那些世上的灵魂。
And when we have opportunity, we want to share the gospel with others.
我们不要以为自己已经很属灵。
Don't think we are spiritual.
如果你真的很属灵。
If you are very spiritual.
我真的很属灵。
And I'm spiritual.
请你看看周遭如果有软弱的弟兄姐妹。
Then we look around.
不去定罪他们。
Do not condemn them.
反而去扶持他们。
But to support them.
让他们能够脱离困境。
That they may leave their difficult situation.
能够成为同伴，一同往前走。
Become companion to go on forward.
请我们低头有点祷告。
We'll pray.
我们请祭弟兄帮我们祷告。
主，我们感谢你，我们深信你在我们心里做了那善功的必要成全。
Amen.
知道你的名字。
Amen.
为你的话来敬拜你。
Amen.
为你的启示，我们感谢你。
Amen.
让我们活在你的里面，让我们因着信，也借着信，也一直活在这个信里面。
Amen.
义人必因信得生。
Amen.
我们敬拜你，我们感谢，祷告祈求，奉耶稣基督。
Amen.